I don't even know how to start this one, man. Holy shit. All right, we're here. Episode number 3 of the Off Topic episode for Two Planker. I'm here with a good buddy of mine, Kirk Scully. He's been on Two Planker, what, top 10 episodes, something like that?
The first time? 6 or 11.
Something like that? So running it back. So if you guys want to do a deep dive on Kirk, I definitely recommend go listening to that. But where the hell are we right now, Kirk?
Dude, we are sitting in a hot tub right at the bottom of Buttermilk. X Games venue is right in front of us. I can see the half pipe. I can see the entire slope course. I can see the rails of the slope course.
Beautiful sunny day. It's been great weather all weekend.
Yeah. Probably a little harsh lighting, but you know.
We both can use some sun.
We can use it, man. We could use it. I love how we just, you know, impulsively we're looking for a window to do this, and then we were just sitting there, and you know.
Yeah, me and Kirk were catching up in the employee catering the other day. Kirk, if you don't know him, is a very interesting man, many passions, a very driven person. So he's always getting himself into new things, and it's always fun to catch up. It's been a couple years since we've seen each other.
It has been.
So
when was the last time we saw each other before this?
Was it a random like link up in Salt Lake, or
it was Dutor?
Dutor, Dutor. Yeah. Thanks to our good buddy Ethan.
Yep. Shout out Two Planker Pod. You know.
Yep, bringing people together.
Just trying to keep the people, you know, give them what they want.
Yes sir.
Here, Ryan out here killing it with the interviews.
Dude, I was not expecting. Ethan's like, yeah, come help with X Games. Like, I might be tied up. I was not expecting to do full-fledged live interviews.
Full-blown hosting out here.
trying. Definitely very nervous for some of these athletes. Just growing up, watching X Games my whole life, never coming to it live, coming here now with a media badge, getting behind the scenes on everything. It's so interesting. It's amazing. It's crazy to see everything firsthand. And yeah, to be interviewing some of my childhood idols is—it's a pretty wild thing.
You're killing it, man.
I appreciate it. It's nerve-wracking.
I just got such a kick out of your interview with Walish.
That was a good one. That was definitely nervous.
I mean, this might be a video, so we can insert that here.
Very true.
How does it feel to be in the judging booth?
Well, I'm not judging.
You aren't.
No, I'm right here. I'm just announcing. So all I gotta do is say how sick the shit is, and then that's it.
I don't even know what to ask him now.
That's perfect. I just gotta say that shit was.
I was very nervous interviewing Tom Walish.
No. Don't be nervous. You wanna do it again?
Yeah. Here we go.
But yeah, we're just living, Kirk, taking advantage of the situation we're in, the circumstances. You've had a pretty crazy, hectic life recently.
Oh,
if you want to just jump right into it.
Yeah, we'll jump right in. So life is funny, you know, the way it works. Last week was a pretty crazy week for me. I'll start out with the bad, you know. We'll just like get right into it because that's more relevant to me being here. Driving down here from Denver, about an hour into my drive on I-70,
crazy
driver hit me
and totaled my car, which was absolutely unexpected. And you know, my car
is literally like in an impound lot in or tow yard in Dillon, Colorado right now, and I'm just so thankful to be alive, you know, first and foremost. But, you know, the second something like that happens, it's just like a snap of the fingers. Everything about your life in that moment is now like just changed.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And that the severity of that can be different. Fortunately, in this situation, you know, I was pretty healthy afterwards. I think I got a little minor concussion.
Gotcha.
Like the airbags went off, which was super scary. But I mean, pretty blessed, you know, like, shout out Subaru, keeping me safe, keeping me alive.
Good old Subaru Crosstrek.
Yeah, good old Subaru Crosstrek, dude.
But yeah, which is crazy because I bought that car because a year and a half ago I also got hit in my other Subaru. So it's been a roller coaster, you know. Just out here trying to dodge bullets, but you can't dodge them all.
No.
And
no. Sometimes you just gotta take them. Luckily, this was just a flesh wound.
Yeah, it was just a flesh wound. But I mean, that kind of brings us right into. That happened on Tuesday, which was, it was just such a beautiful day in so many ways because of how real it was, you know? And I, for a lot of people who don't know, I'm a musician and I've been working on, actually immediately, like, after skiing started taking a back seat, I had a lot of injuries and, you know, skiing was this outlet for me. And I mean, you're kind of performing.
Yep. You know,
and it's expression, it's like an art, and songwriting, I've played music my whole life, but songwriting, you know, when I was in college in like 2016 and 17 started really becoming an incredible just tool for me to just exist, I guess, and exist in a way where I'm processing the world and it was just an outlet. And on Tuesday, I released my first song. It's in a video.
It's amazing. Go check it out for
sure. Thank you, bro. And so that was like a defining moment, you know, over a long period of time that it's just, I mean, the arts, you know, and like being an artist, it's just not something that is easy to make sense on paper all the time, and like that's not why we do those things, but you know, out here trying to support myself doing video gigs, and it always, you know, there's always an excuse as to why not to do something. And that video coming to life, it was a Tiny Desk submission of a song of mine called Come Home, and just the way it fell together, it just felt really, you know, reaffirming and validating that this is something I should focus my time and energy onto. And that day, Tuesday, you know, was so magical and such a defining day in my life and like in my future. And I had so many people reaching out, you know, being like, man, like, this is awesome. And like, keep doing, like, keep going on this path. And then I'm sitting there driving down to X Games in gratitude, you know, just like, just got off the phone with my brother, you know, and then boom, life, you know, happens.
New direction.
Just the duality, you know, the duality of the beauty, and like, I mean, it's so corny, but like, there's no light without dark. It's
highs and lows.
It's highs and lows. It's so real, and like, whether you're, you know, as successful as you've ever wanted to be, like, you don't get to dictate what happens in life. And I think, you know, Tuesday was one of those days that just puts it right in front of you. And it's like, hey, you're a human, you're fragile, life is fragile. And
I mean, especially having a car full of all your stuff.
Oh, dude.
It's like, it's not like, oh, I can just get picked up and, you know, drive a little bit and get to a house stationary. You're on your way to X Games to, you know, be working and making videos. You have all your computer stuff, all your ski stuff. You probably had more than that in your car.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some, I've been on the road for a few weeks, and I'll be on the road for probably another month or two. And there was no definite timeline on that. It really just depends on how certain things I'm working on unfold. And like being on the road and then having like your car is kind of your ground. It's like, it's your home. Yeah. Fortunately, I have other places to stay with beautiful friends. Shout out Jewel House. I got some really talented friends in Denver. They're all musicians. Jewel House on Spotify. Gotta plug them because I'm literally staying on their couch. So love those guys so much. But, you know, like my car is my sense of independence and where I have a lot of my stuff. And coming down to X Games, you know, I didn't just come down with a backpack. You know, like I came down with a lot of equipment. And so when that happened, it was like, how do you scramble and just adapt? And we do, but rental cars aren't super accessible in Summit County, and just thankful to, I mean, we're living life right now. This is like as good as it gets. We're sitting in a hot tub at the base, so like incredibly grateful that this weekend has brought the fruits that it has brought, but
to go from a high of, you know, putting out your first song, you know, putting it out there, being somewhat vulnerable, and getting the feedback you've been telling me, and then having some crazy flip like that with, you know, everything's up in the air, you don't have your car, you're trying to scramble for things, you still got to make it to X Games, all that, and then, you know, when you're put in a situation like that, Kirk is the type of person who definitely overcomes or just keeps persevering through stuff like that. So it's just like, he figured it out, he's here now, and you know, all you got to do is push that little bit to get back into that comfort of like, all right, this is the schedule I was already on, we're back, and we're here at X Games in a hot tub.
At the bottom, recording a podcast with a buddy who I've known, we go way back.
Yep, Kirk was my coach at Snowflex Camp in Virginia.
Circa 2012, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. 2012,
dude,
I was an annoying little shit.
Maybe 13? Dude, I mean, we've all, you know, I still am, so. insert Wallace clip here at the end of the interview, bro.
Thank you, Tom.
Wait, also, oh my gosh, Kirk, you never shut up.
That's literally, you pulled it out of my brain.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's funny, you know, because, like, we are humans, and, like, we're all imperfect, and, I think for me, being an artist is such a thing that's just important at, like, just being able to have something to put my energy into, you know, and I have a ton of energy, and when I'm not, you know, like, focused on something or working on something, you know, whether that's for better or worse, you know, just bouncing from project to project or thing to thing, you know, like, even with music, like, writing a song, you know, you write a song, it's the most incredible experience, and then you share it, and then you move on, you know, and, like, then you have to do that again, and, you know, there's definitely an element of, like, addiction there that, you know, humans are susceptible to, and, but just having those healthy outlets and those healthy addictions, I think, is something that I just need to be able to tolerate myself and even have other people tolerate me, you know?
I totally agree. I can be a lot at times, but, you know, you put me in front of something I'm super passionate about, it chills me out.
Yeah.
I can focus, I can be a somewhat more, as you would say, normal or something around other people, and just, like, not talking someone's ear off about something they have no idea just because I'm spewing my passion.
Yeah, totally. You know. Yeah, which on that note, I mean, I haven't fully said it yet, but if you haven't seen my Tiny Desk video, it's kind of the beginning of a chapter for me, and it's definitely a journey that I'm committed to for the foreseeable future, and it would mean the world to me if you went and listened to it. Kirk Scully Tiny Desk Contest will probably find it. And I was just, that day was so magical, man. I've been in Hartford for a few years, and which is like where I grew up. And again, like, you know, people who know me, they're like, Kirk, where you been? And I'm like, Hartford, Connecticut. They're like, oh, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, because I was out in Colorado, you know, like West Coast, Jackson Hole, Salt Lake City, and again, it was an injury a few years ago that brought me back to the East Coast, but on my journey as an artist and a musician, it's been the exact place I've needed to be. I mean, dude, my great-grandfather bootlegged liquor out of a laundromat during Prohibition in Hartford, Connecticut, you know, so like...
Why you look so natural in that hat and beard.
Dude, oh, man. Yep, it's so funny. But that's so real, and, like, I feel like there is something to connecting with your roots that it sounds, again, like, kind of like the darkness and light thing. It sounds corny, but in order to, like, move forward, you know, like, sometimes you can lose your sense of home, and, I mean, I've got history in Connecticut and Hartford and... just being near my parents, being able to be in their lives, it's been exactly what I feel like I've needed, and the people I've met Shout out to every single person involved in that Tiny Desk video. It's just, that was just like, that was an example of something, you know, that I was able to do because of the community I'm a part of. And I think that community is everything, but that's an opinion, you know. To me, it's a lot for sure. And just having people, like, dude, in skiing, man, like, you got your crew that with buddies that, like, you're just going out and skiing alone versus skiing with a crew. It's not the same, and it's not as hard to push each other. Mm-hmm. And even if there's a little element of, like, competition, like, yep. friendly competition, yep. trying to, like, outdo each other, it's just so important, you know, for just, like, existing healthily and
bouncing ideas off each other.
Bouncing ideas, and
you get creative outlets through other people. You see that, then you might take it another step in a different direction. It might not be better or worse, it's just a different direction, and you know, who knows who could pick up and take off on that.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, man.
And but, for just getting to the next level in something, you
yeah,
know, like,
yeah,
Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if yep. you want to go into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we have needs that we, you know, like, need in order to, like, really achieve, like, higher level, I guess, just functionality in ourselves. And I feel like community and, like, love, just yeah. like being able to do work on things and, like, you feel that it's, like, rooted in love is so important for me.
And so wild, because sometimes you feel like it's cliche to say stuff like that.
Totally, dude.
And stuff like that, but it's just like, I don't know, when we were catching up the other day, just talking about just, like, persistence, and you're a very driven person, and the things that I've dove into, like, in the past 6 years of my life, just, like, chasing the RV thing, getting into other things once COVID hit, just, like, opening my vision of, like more of what I am. I'm not just this skier from the East Coast, you know, there's all these other passions. I grew up as a kid, and just when you hyper-focus on one, it kind of, you know, there's, like, it's great, you can get far in one aspect of your life, but then something like COVID happens or it comes along, and, you know, your sunglasses are off, your blinders are opened up, and you're just like, wow, I forgot there's this whole other little side of me. And just, like, coming, but bringing it back to your music stuff, it's like, that's not something someone just, like, wakes up and goes, all right, today I'm gonna, you know, write a song and produce it. And it's just like, I know you as a creative person. It's like, that might not have come up in, like, other times where we've hung out and met, but just, like, the energy you give off of creativity, it's not a surprise to me in any way.
Appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that. We were having some crazy conversations the other day about, like, that hyper focus, and I just have to quick take this moment to also say, I, like, see all these moments in Ryan's life where he's out there just, like, ripping dirt bikes and, like, living the dream out of an RV, you know, and, like, I'm so happy for you. And also
it.
On the real,
yeah.
like, shit we've talked about, you know,
yeah.
like, because that can be an escape sometimes,
yeah, yeah.
you know, and
yeah,
can be the best thing as long as you're doing it healthily. And,
yeah, yeah, you can definitely spiral down some, like, darker paths. Like, there's definitely easy ways to get distracted in the paths you're taking, or just, like, you know, be in an uncomfortable position and be like, all right, like, I just need to be comfortable. And it's just like, if you just keep diving deep and back into the uncomfortableness, you know, it's, the hindsight is 20/20, you know?
Yeah.
You would never want some of these, like, hardships to come onto you, but once you're past that and you look back and you're in a spot, you might not even be at the greatest spot or a better spot right afterwards, but it always comes a time down the line where you look back and go, wow, that was definitely a stepping stone.
Totally, totally. And dude, I'm so proud of you being here, man, like, interviewing the best athletes in this sport that we met through. You know, like, it's a journey. Like, there's a reason
yeah.
why I, you know, felt, like, inclined to be here. You know, it's because
yeah.
there's a few other things. Like, this is my Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know,
yep,
like,
totally, totally.
Like, the way some people feel about football and sports, I've never had that, you know,
yeah.
but, like, freestyle skiing, you know, and, like, X Games, and I mean, shout out Slush, dude, even
yeah.
they had a live Slush event at X Games. Like, all those things are, you know, so important to just passion and, like, understanding us on our journey and the people that we know that are all here, like, you know, the athletes and everyone's just like, we're all on this journey, and we've all had in some weird way, like, a similar journey just because
yep.
of the thing we've given
yep.
a shit about.
Some
know?
Unexpected, very heavy times, and it's just like, once you, have been through something like that, and you know, I mean, obviously some of these athletes are top athletes in the world and stuff like that, but you know, they've been through hard stuff, and even the people behind the scenes that, you know, they might not have the documentaries or the video crew behind them like sharing it, but you know, now with social media and stuff, you can kind of see even an ordinary person's life. And when you link up at a venue like this where the energy is just so high,
oh my god,
like you can't help but share that passion, and you, it's really an energy you can feel, because it's just like,
it's
I've been in something similar. It could be a completely different circumstance, but there's always a way to relate it back to someone else's struggle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, man.
Getting all emotional, man. Like, oh.
I know. I always have great talks with you, man. It's always,
dude.
Afterwards, I'm always rethinking, like, god damn, dude, I like see Kirk not enough.
Well, that means the world to me, man. I mean, I will say on that note, like, you know, skiing was my entire world, and I had a few injuries, and I definitely talked about this in the last podcast I did with Ethan, but, you know, my relationship with understanding that has even changed, because I've actually had an injury since then.
Yep.
And
if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, well, 2.5 years ago, I was living in an Astro conversion RV, dude.
Yep.
Out.
I was proud
in
of you.
Government. Dude, it was so sick, man. I was so proud of that thing. And it was just like, it was the best of times until it wasn't.
Yep.
And I shattered my ankle. You know, I was like split between filming and still trying to be the athlete, you know, because I don't think you can escape that.
No, especially like, at the level that you've been at, dude. You are an insanely good skier, and it's just like,
you, man.
If you're at a lower level, it's easy to get, you know, one or two injuries and be like, all right, yeah, like there's nothing coming out of it. But, you know, you've implanted yourself in the industry in many different ways, so it's just like it is really hard to escape that.
Yeah,
like I know I'm not up there anywhere in the top tier, but I got into moto, but it doesn't matter. The last race of the season, I shattered my foot, but I was still like, all right, no more racing, ski season's coming, like PT every day, I'm coming back, because it's just like there's still nothing in my life that I'd rather do more than ski.
Totally.
Sometimes as you get older, you definitely have to put certain things on the back burner and prioritize things, but your passions never leave you.
No. But like, yeah, on that note, right, like in those moments where I have gotten hurt, you know, like I have completely isolated myself in ways, and that's just like not always what the human needs, you know, but sometimes also exactly what the human needs.
Yeah. Sometimes if you've been in a situation like
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you've been in a situation like that, you can realize like, all right, this is just a temporary thing. I'm getting my head back on, like. But if it's, you know, crazy injury, you're by yourself, you know, you're getting prescription drugs and stuff like that, it's definitely a very easy hole to fall down, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get that.
Totally. And, like, I mean, I'll even, you know, circle on to the topic of addiction, which I think is complex. And, I mean, dude, like, I have no issue with substance use, you know? Like, do your drugs, do whatever you want to do. And... you know, for me, I did at certain points in my life smoke a lot of weed and use a lot of nicotine. And I, you know, like, I'm not preaching like against those things. I'm just preaching towards self-awareness, you know? Like, if you're gonna use substances that change your mind, then like, be able to check in with yourself.
Yes.
And when I broke my ankle on Mount Hood, like, it was like, oh man, maybe I have been in a little bit of a like dream almost. Like, just not reality. Dude, like, government camp, living out of an RV sometimes, like, just waking up, cooking up food around a campfire, coffee with a French press, go up and ski for 8 hours in a t-shirt, dude. Like, that's not real life.
Yep.
And, like, especially, and so I think, I guess, you know, pat myself on the back for being able to look at that and actually like look at myself and be like, you know what, like maybe you weren't actually as okay as you thought you were.
Take a step back.
And I mean, my journey since then has been crazy, dude. Like, I do a lot of filming for rowing, which is fun, and it's honestly super cool. Like, I love connecting with humans, and I understand the like intense athlete mindset, and so I'm able to connect with these rowers, you know, at such a high, like Olympic level.
But,
like, I'm an artist in my core, and that itch I've always felt like I needed to scratch. And, dude, even when I was in skiing when I was younger, you know, and like in high school and graduated high school and was pursuing it professionally,
in my head, I was like, I'm going to be a pro skier, and then I'm going to transition into acting and music, you know? And, like, it's so easy to have those grandiose ideas, but then how do you actually get there? And then, like, skiing didn't work out the way I wanted it to, and went to college, and then, funny enough, coping with the intensity of going to college after being, like, an athlete was intense, and, like, I needed an outlet, like...
It's a different form of
writing
stress.
Music, you know, and, like, saying how I felt, as corny and cliche as that is, you know, and, like, that's been, I'm so incredibly grateful for that process and that journey, and, you know, there's been so many moments where I have wondered if I just keep that for myself, but I've learned so much about myself and my needs, and my needs are skiing was a performance, you know, and, like, I love, like, when I'm performing music, dude, like, fewer things make sense. More sense to me than like those moments, and that can also become a high that you're chasing, but
yeah another form of addiction in a way,
but it's like an all natural high. You know, that like I feel like is super healthy.
Totally.
That's what life is, dude. I got in a car crash driving down to X Games. It's highs and lows, bro, you know, like be able to put up with the lows and sit and be present in the highs.
And it's like when you purposely put yourself into something that's like uncomfortable, like obviously a car crash is unexpected and more stressful than a lot of other things, but the more you put yourself into littler things, when something big does come up, you are more prepared to be able to take that step back and look at everything and be like, all right, there's a direction I could take here. Like it's just like it's repetition of something you don't want, but always, like I said, looking back at it, you know, it builds you up, and when harder and harder things come along, they don't seem as hard.
And that's like, dude, and if you don't love that, then you're not gonna do whatever that thing is you have in your mind, because it's, you know, like there's so many cliche sayings that we've grown up hearing, like it's about the journey, not the destination, that like I think the more you put yourself out there, you understand the little nuggets of gold to them, and if you actually sit and try and actually look at them, be like, what does this mean? Like actually, like like I, you know, released that video and now it's been out, and like that was a day. That was exciting for a day. That happened to end in a car crash, you know, so it was like a quick change of schedule, you know, like,
but the gratitude is still coming through.
The gratitude is still coming through, but you know, like I want to go write more music, you know, right now. Like, I just did go through a, you know, whatever level, you know, the rank adversities, but I went through an adversity, you know, like, and my life has been completely just the floor has been ripped out from underneath me. And when I'm in those moments of discomfort, like having a healthy outlet, like music, dude, it's like, it's just what keeps me sane. And it's what helps my problems have more meaning and actually feel like they're adding up to something. You know?
No, totally. I can somewhat relate it to my injury. Just like, you know, I dived into skiing for the longest time, I think 12 or 13 years now, just like, you know, moving into an RV, like trying to figure out the most affordable way to do it all. And then COVID hits, big realization of life, and you know, the ski resorts shut down. Like, that was such a crazy thing of just like, no, you have to like either ask for permission to go skiing, or just, you know, and for the unseeable future, you can't ski. And like, people were getting fined for going skinning and stuff like that. And it's just like, that's when I got into surfing. I went to the Oregon coast.
Dude.
They even shut that down. But just like, that's when I, you know, got my dirt bike together that's been sitting at home for 10 years. You know, one of my first passions, racing, before I even got into skiing.
Yeah.
But just like, you know, COVID opened my eyes to like, yeah, maybe I need to, you know, dive back into some other things. You know, if you dive into one thing too crazy, and something as crazy as COVID, or just, you know, a life-changing injury, you know, you find yourself like, wow, I put so much energy into this one thing. Yep. And yeah, my life was amazing. And it's just like, but there's a possibility it's not going to be the same. And
totally.
You know, you get lost if that's all you are. So if you build these other things up, you know, if something happens, like, you could get an injury, but you could still make music.
It's infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's infrastructure.
Exactly.
So I am heating up.
Yeah.
This is hot. I don't know how much longer I have, but that segues into a perfect thing, because I mean, you saw Full Circle.
Yes.
Trevor Kennison's
documentary. Oh my God, you know, like, dude.
I cried watching that.
Yep.
And just to be able to see how someone can go through something that fundamentally like ruins their life from the outside. You know,
every other perspective would be like, no, like what am I doing? Like, I'm, my life's over. I don't like this. Like, I'm sure there was definitely, like, even he brought it up, thoughts of like not continuing life. And you know, it takes a strong will to keep going and keep pursuing that.
Totally. And like, I heard this quote once in therapy. Shout out my therapist. Therapy's tight. Try it. It's also expensive. Insert BetterHelp.
Today's sponsor.
Dude, we should hit up BetterHelp, man. It's kidding.
For this episode.
But, yeah, so, right, like, I heard this exercise in therapy where it's like, how can you take the worst thing that ever happened to you and make it the best thing that ever happened to you? And it pisses me off sitting there because it seems like, oh, this is so dumb. But it's like so impactful.
Yep.
And I look at Trevor Kennison, you know, and I'm like, what a freaking beautiful human.
Yeah.
Because he's so far from perfect.
Yep.
We're all so far from perfect. The human experience is inherently flawed.
Yes.
You know, but like having such a thing to bring him those moments of like the beauty that makes all of this just make sense in the end.
Yes.
just like, dude, if you haven't seen that
full
documentary,
circle.
Shout out Level One Productions.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Like, I saw that drop on Netflix and I was like, oh my God, like, as much as this isn't my discipline in skiing, and I can't relate as someone who, you know, is on two planks and, like, you know, can live more of a normal life, it is absolutely one of the most inspiring things to, you know, drop Corbett's, do some other crazy shit, like, bring it to rails. Like, that, I'm from the East Coast where, like, some of the stuff he was doing, like, I can be inspired by him because he has to, push more to do something, like, in the powder and stuff than, like, even I, and that's something I don't fully relate to, not having pow days on the East Coast. But you know, when the segment came up where he started hitting rails, I was like, are you kidding me?
That's
like
it?
That's stuff I don't even
spoil,
like,
what happens.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
On social media, but like, do a backflip swap, like go see it. It's, and dude, the storytelling intertwined with Corbett,
yes
dude, like, it's just
the amount of people doubting him.
It is
that
a masterfully crafted documentary. And I mean, to grow up watching Level One movies, dude. Like, and like be a Level One super unknown
You were there,
finalist.
Dude. You were there.
You know, like that production company has meant so much to me, and like to see them, like, they're, dude, it's so inspiring to know that after everything they've put out, they're still shattering their ceiling.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like that made it to Netflix, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw them, so like, oh yeah, I made it to Netflix, I instantly put it on, watched it with a buddy who's a neighbor who doesn't even know who Trevor is, but just like, we just laid on the couch that morning and it was just, I was like, oh dang, an hour and 45 minutes, like I kind of have things to do, but as soon as it started, I was like, there's no way I'm getting away from
this.
It's
like, so good.
It's so unreal. Good. And yeah, it's just, if you think you're struggling and going through a hard time, I would definitely recommend watching it because it's something where you're just like, all right, my problems are so tiny.
And surmountable.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And can derive meaning elsewhere.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, thanks, Kirk.
Dude, can you give me a hug, man?
Of course, bro. Of course. This is great. It's been great hanging out, man.
And this is like just a little window, you know, like
we'll have
that
to do this
people
again.
Get to see, but it's been such a, when I heard you were gonna be here, I was like, dude, it's exactly what I need in my life, man. It's Ryan Barrick. Yeah, I love you, man, dude. Your passion
I love
is
you too, bro.
Contagious.
Yeah. No, and that's like, what every time I see you, I'm like, sick. We're gonna get into some crazy conversation. Kirk's gonna tell me some story he's overcome or just some fun aspect of life where he didn't know he was getting into, and he can, you know, look at it in a bright light and tell it in an amazing story, which is really cool, which I'm sure that's what brings you back into music, is just kind of storytelling and stuff like that. So it's, when I know that I'm coming around you, like, I saw that you called and I missed your call, and I instantly, the second I picked up my phone, I called you back.
Dude, love you, bro.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know that feeling I get when I listen to, and it was the same thing that, like, I know I had watching, like, Tom Wallish is super unknown, you know? Like, James Woodsy's Breck edit, you know? Like, all of these legendary, you know, like,
good companies.
Just, like, pieces of art, ultimately, right? Yeah. I have that same experience with listening to other people's music, and if I could even have the opportunity to give that for someone else, you know, that, like, that means the world for me, you know? Yo, what up, Blanc?
You!
Dude! absolutely crush it. We're filming a podcast.
Yeah, get after it. Good luck.
Crush it.
All right, man.
Awesome, what a guy.
That's a wrap.
Yep. You guys will, this will come out way after Pipe happens, but we're about to head over to Pipe around 5 o'clock. While we wrap this up, Kirk, I know you have a lot of projects on the horizon. Do you want to touch base on any of these things?
Yeah, I'll touch base on one in
just
particular,
briefly.
You know, because this is Two Planker Pod.
Yes, yes.
And I know it is off topic, but this one's on topic. I have come back into the street skiing world this season. Not
hell yeah
on skis. And I'm working on a project with Jackson Karstetter.
Fuck yeah.
Who I've gotten to grow a relationship with over the past year. We met at a level one rail jam up in Sugarbush and just kind of hit it off. And it's like when you work well with someone, lean in.
Yep.
And so I'm coming in from a storytelling lens. And,
yep,
you know, whether it's just a banger 3-minute street segment or a documentary about our life trying to film street, like, I don't know what we're going to work on. I don't know if we're going to finish it this year, you know, but that's our goal. And life happens.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we both know it
which
does.
Is also hilarious because that's what street skiing is.
Yes.
It's like, how many problems can you solve?
Yep.
And how badly do you want to get that 4-second clip? Because
yep,
you need to, you know, make sure your winch is working. Whether you're hitting a spot, like, you need to not get kicked out. You need to
not get hit by cars.
Get hit by,
you know,
car, dude. Like,
the sketch factor of poles and landings.
Light it at night.
Yep.
So get a plug outlet. You
yep
know, like,
yep,
there's just so many variables. And I think that was one of the first things that I think, like, I had in my life where I was like, oh, dude, like, I can accomplish things. You know, like, I filmed a street segment of my own,
yep,
you know, like, pretty grassroots, just with my friends. And I was super proud of it when I was in high school. And, like, just to be able to be back in that space and just, like, wake up in the morning and, like, work hard for 15 hours for a 6-second clip,
yep,
has been a gift. And, yeah, be on the lookout for that. I'll
awesome
plug that as well. Jackson's a super talented skier, and he's
yep.
Yep. He's a really good kid, just a really, you know, genuinely incredible human, and so
full of energy, and it's awesome to see that, you know, you're being able to guide him through that, you know, all the things you've been through in the streets and stuff like that. You know, a kid who, you know, came from Wendell's camp, that's where he honed his skills, and like, you can't take that away from him because he earned those skills. But, you know, you don't really go into real street spots when you're with that like, in the camp and stuff like that. So
yeah,
if you find someone like Kirk that, you know, can guide you and stuff like that, I'm looking forward to this.
Dude,
for sure.
I'm excited as well, man.
For sure.
But, yeah, before I faint.
Yeah, I know, I'm hot as
fuck. Let's wrap this up.
Let's go. Should we go under?
I'm down.
Let's go.
Let's go under, dude.
Whew. Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Let's go.
Dude, man, let's go jump in the pool.
I'm so down.
All right.
I'll bring the GoPro.
Fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
Holy cow.